If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on Kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
Now, in all the kerfuffle yesterday, it would have been very easy for you to miss that there was also a budget speech that was presented. Mm-hmm. New budget in Parliament in Cape Town, and nobody's covering it. The fuel levy has gone up once again. And I know what people are going to ask, what is the fuel levy used for? Generally speaking, there is a road accident fund portion of the fuel levy. Mm-hmm. And that's used towards paying out people that get into accidents and also the upkeep of roads. But the general fuel levy, that's just a tax that gets collected by Treasury. And if I'm being honest with you, I've never gotten a clear answer as to what those funds are used for. But I will tell you that our fuel levy is exorbitant. It accounts for a third of what the fuel price is currently, 33%. So literally, you could be saving 33% on what your fuel is. It is crazy, the amount of money that we spend. Fuel's already expensive. Now, we told that fuel is going to go down. That's obviously up to a central energy fund. We'll find out in the next month. But currently, the total, just in taxes on your fuel, is 6 rand 37. So wherever you are, look at your fuel price and then minus 6 rand 37. That's how much the fuel actually costs.
For every liter.
That's why sometimes when we export fuel, people buy fuel from us and they can sell it for cheaper. For example, you go to Botswana, if they get fuel from us, they'll sell it for cheaper over there. The neighboring countries. I know Siapela. Give us a shout and let us know what your thoughts are. In all fairness, the minister noted that the fuel levies have been unchanged in South Africa since 2022. So for the last 3 years. And what he's saying is these levies, the increase is really just in line with inflation. So it's not necessarily that you're going to feel it in your pocket, but because of inflation, they should increase it. Otherwise, the net effect of the fuel levy gets diminished. What do you say about that?
Seize the world. I understand, there's no stupid question. Eh?
Of course not.
Mara, like you just said, since we China snap petrol, see things that are money in countries, but by things are cheaper. Tine to Iatura, like Ganjani, you are a supplier to somebody, then for your own stuff. Utengi se petrol inge male hai. Kanjani. Kanti spila e maragahle ka spila pandemic. Kem zanzi. Aungeke. Siap I petrol ya tura jo. Siap hela straight.
Yeah. So the reason for that is those countries, for example, don't have the fuel levies that we have in our country, right? So a levy is an ad valorem tax, which means that it is based on the value of the goods that you purchase. So it gets added at 2 points. So if the levy is 33%, such as this case, if I buy for 1 rand, the price will be 1 rand 33. Now, if I'm selling to Botswana and they don't have that, I sell to Botswana, Botswana sells for 1 rand. That's what their cost is, for example. That's how things end up cheaper elsewhere when they are sourced from a different country.
Good morning, Seize the World. Morning, team. So I think we just need fresh minds, as is our figure, to sneak a better ideas on how to collect revenue in this country. Because all of it, for me, seems like lazy thinking. And in any event, law rough law, many people who deserve it have not gotten it, yet we foreigners. Yes, fairly government, dear truth. Honestly, we need fresh minds. This thing, my year will move.
No, 100%. You see, the reason why they introduced a fuel levy is because it's also relatively easy to collect. What are you going to do? Nobody sits down and goes, I can't afford petrol. Well, some people do. And start taking public transport. But they're going to keep adding the fuel levy until such points where maybe motorists, I don't know, strike or something like that. That's the only recourse I can think of. But there's really nothing you can do because you can't complain about the fuel price. Who are you going to complain to?
But doesn't it also mean that taxi fare is going to increase and therefore inadvertently affecting the working force anyway?
Yeah, in theory it should, because obviously to travel now from point A to point B has gotten more. Yes. So you should charge more for it.
Hey, my friends, you want to learn to live, you want to live, man. To be honest, it's just cowards because of riding. I affect it fairly petrol. No good, that's a kupuga. Definitely sure. It's in kwa, it's a kupuga, my friends. Riding. I know.
Besides those bulala, says feel already. Already says feel.
Grinchap, the government will still collect VAT, more VAT now, because everything is going to be expensive, right? Transportation fees are going to be more. Food is going to cost more. That means we are going to spend more when we go to the shops, right? Therefore, they still collect more VAT, even though it hasn't been increased. But because, oh, guys, in the pandemic,
another thing here, delay, it's back to square one. I feel like it's worse than the VAT hike. Because now, delay, dinamelets are petrol, it affects everything. It affects the taxi fare, it affects the food prices as well. Everything goes up again. So, for me, it's back to square one. It's even worse than VAT, this one. Because if it was only VAT, petrol was zero rated. It was never going to go up. But now, yonke into is where pays you.
Well, I mean, so in all fairness, it's about 15 on the petrol and 16 cents on the diesel, right? That's the increase. The fuel price may also go down next month, according to what the Central Energy Fund tells us. So we need to wait and see. So maybe it'll offset each other and then we'll be fine.
This fuel levy, it's easier for government to collect it. But now, after someone has had that accident, it'll take them years to just approve one RAF. So I don't understand why somebody okubezekile or ongasakwazi nokuhamba mele ahambe up and down until 3 years just to sort out iRAF. So our government is failing us, and now they need to pay lawyers from that certain money that they get paid out. It's just a lot in our country, Shem. It's just a lot.
So now let me explain, right? The road accident fund portion of the levy right now is 2 rand 18 cents. The total levy is 6 rand 37, but the road accident fund portion is only 2 rand 18 cents. Then there's a carbon tax of 14 cents, a customs and excise levy, which is only 4 cents. So even within the levy itself, right, the road accident fund portion of it is only 33%. You see,
it's a third, yeah.
The other two thirds, ERP.
Well, I mean, remember SRD grants, they've just been made permanent, and that's one of the reasons why we were going to pay more tax. So I'm assuming that's where it's going to go now, not something related to the roads, I guess.
I'm really wondering what's the difference. Increasing the fuel levy and the VAT, for me, these things are actually all the same, because we are all going to pay for it. You know, to get to work, whether you use a taxi or a car, you will pay extra. The taxi prices will go up, whereas with VAT, at least you can go for zero-rated items and, you know, take cover there. But, yeah, I feel like they're all the same, really. We do need to just find more clever ways of saving, because I think we're getting a lot of money and getting a bang for the government's buck, for all the grants that they pay. We need to find a way to make it reciprocal.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.